Oh my goodness.
Solomon. You know what Solomon, why Solomon? Zainab. Because he is solemn. Because the name we are given him, Solomon, means the healthy one, the correct one, the peaceful one. It's the same word as Islam. Solomon means that. It's for Ilan of the fail of Salamat. We'll give you that king. Why? Because we made a king. We made a story of a king. In our story, the only king that you will see never does a mistake is Solomon. The other kings they have, the prophets they have. Solomon, no. He even finds the best wife. Do you remember how? He made a river of crystal for the lady to take up the skirt because he wanted to see her leg. We want to go to a path, and if your intelligence doesn't have a good leg to walk with you, that's not a good intelligence for you, is it? That's how the stories are made. So we'll bring the Solomon, we'll explain it. The king always refers to you, but it has nothing to do with being the king being correct or not. Because at the end of the day, in book 6, you will be reduced from kingdom to be the princes. And there are 3 princes, the son of one king, who are seeking the path. So no, it's not that king is always correct, especially this one. He started with teasing one of them. So he's playing the game for you. Everything in this book is a message from Rumi to you. The rest are made of stories. Just to make it learnable, memorable, and understandable.
Look on houses and edifices. They are as tales in the architect. Such and such a house, which seemed to us beautiful, of which the hall, roof, and door were well proportioned, 'twas the accident and ideas from the architect that brought the tools and the pillars from the forests. What but some fancy and accident and idea is the origin and source of every handicraft?
Yeah, what is the answer to that question? Practically, here, Rumi doesn't ask you the question. We'll give you the answer. See? Look around you. The basic of every job, every profession is what? First, imagination. Without that, there is no creativity, nothing. It's just imagination and the form of thought. When you talk about a house, dark will do what? We'll imagine a form. And we'll bring all the instruments to make this form to happen. Yes?
Can I ask you just a question? I just want to understand. You're saying that all these prophets and all their stories is just the stories and they did not exist or what?
Did I say something like that? You repeated it. Last time you had this question, I answered you. I said, out of here, you could do whatever you like with these different ideas.
Right.
Here, sitting down, narrating the stories, here we talk about the stories. These are made up stories. If out of here you really believe that there was an Adam who lived for 1,262 years, something like that, and at the age of 1,900 something, they coupled and they gave birth to Shish, the third son. That's your business. I don't mind that. I don't know really. I wasn't there and I didn't receive the story directly, so I don't know. But You be a, I don't know, a Zionist, you be an extreme Jew, or be a Muslim, or whatever. The story of Moses and Pharaoh to me is a story to begin with. Here, as an educational tool, because I learned from that story. The question that, have been there really a Moses, or there has been three Moses later, they put them all together, made a religion? I don't know. And I don't want to know, I'm not interested in that. Because if you cannot cross the barrier of religion, I don't know if you will gain something here. Here we insist that you have to pass the barrier of logic. Put the logic aside to understand this. Putting the logic aside is more difficult, or putting some belief of my tribe. Both of them are put it aside. We don't talk about it. That's how this kind of vision is above the level of religion. Because religion is for everyone. This is high education. Only a selected people have the luxury to attend to this. This is another subject. We put that one aside. Yes.
Look disinterestedly on all the parts of the world. They are not the result of anything except accident. The beginning, which is thought, comes to an end in action. Know that in such wise was the construction of the world in eternity.
No, here that translation would never do. Really. Because it's exactly the opposite. Here is a very long conversation, and for the first time you will learn another kind of priority. What is the priority? You say, okay, let me talk about agriculture. Agriculture begins with what? A normal fellow will say, begins with someone digging the earth, putting someone there, bringing the water. He says, no, it doesn't start with that. Agriculture starts with the fruit. I have the fruit in mind, then I seek, I find a little bit of apple, I put the seed in there. Always it is started with the idea. This is something that, to us, the beginning is the idea, right? Beginning is the fruit. What is the end? It's the fruit. So beginning and the end to us are one. First one is in my mind, second one is in my hand. Without that, I will not come to this. So do not forget about imagination. Because whatever we are talking about, she talks about the religion. What is religion? Has there ever been something, some material named religion? No. We make it the idea. And we're living in that universe of imagination. And if your imagination is good, you're having a happy life. That's the imagination of a lover. And if your imagination is bad, you're having a miserable life. Because our life mainly is in imagination. It's not in reality. Reality, the best condition is to sit down on a table with plenty of food. If you're imagination is bad, you're having bad image, you lose your appetite, you cannot even eat that good food. This is the difference. The animals, they don't have this. They don't have a long memory. They are miserable. Give them the food, suddenly they're happy. Because the goal achieved to us is imagination. Look around you. The human environment is imagination. Yeah.
Yes. The fruits are first in the mind's thought. At the last do they become manifest actually. When you have done work, planted the tree, at the end you read the first words. Although its boughs, leaves, and fruits are first, all those are sent for the sake of the fruit. Hence that hidden thought which was the brain of those heavens was in the end the Lord of Lalak.
Means what? There is this strange saying in the holy book that he will say, if it was not for you, I would never create the universe. The Muslim will say, this is God talking to Muhammad. We believe this is a story, and Muhammad is our representative, means humanity. And universe has been created for humanity. Why? Because the imagination was at the beginning and nothing was there. Now the imagination is the fruit in hand in us. He imagined it, and now imagination is here, created. Therefore, we believe that the secret, which is the brain of everything, it's the end which is started at the beginning. At the end is this guy who God is talking about, but at the beginning was his imagination. Do you remember how did it start in our quote-unquote story? God did nothing. God was beautiful. And beauty by nature will jump out. Therefore, everything happened. Then he likes it. He said, let's go in it. But it was not enough space. He said, let me have someone there like me. He's talking about what? Imagination. Image. That's the key. Yes, sir?
This discussion and talk are the carrying over of accidents. This lion and jackal are the carrying over of
even the
accidents.
Talking you're doing here, the stuff that I have written and you are reading and all that, these are forms. All of this, even talking about the lion and the jackal, telling their stories, these are all forms for a purpose. The purpose is important. Yes?
Indeed, all created beings were formed, so that in this sense was revealed, did there not come? Whence rise these forms? From ideas. And whence rise the ideas? From thoughts.
I don't know what to do with this, because I don't know what idea is. Here, imagination goes to picture, or picturing, or imagining, or imagination will be tasavvur. And the verb is asura, means face, shape, form. He will use all of this in a way to say, look around you. All the side effects, the forms, the happenings, starts with imagination, and that imagination is made by fake thought. So we have something in here, it's more than intelligence. It could imagine and develop those imagination to everything. Because we believe that this existence is one thought of the Creator. He wanted to create it, he did it. It's the same thing in you, that your apple, your intelligence is the machine, and it will send out a lot of imagination and images, both. So what? It's both of them. The picture, the image, and imagination. Is it?
This world is one thought from the universal intellect. The intellect is like a king, and the ideas, envoys.